Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And we got our good buddy Rick Lepsinger back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rick is the president of On Point Consulting, the author of a number of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, Flexible Leadership. And Rick is an outstanding consultant, international consultant, and a visionary to help companies like yours and mine through his face-to-face work and through his other methods of distributing his knowledge. Companies like you and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of leadership. And we're glad to have him back. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks very much. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Now, you've got a new book coming out.
Yeah, I do. It's coming out in June. It's called Closing the Execution Gap, how great leaders in their companies get results.
Right.
And I think it's a very timely book, actually.
Talk to us about what you mean by, when you say the execution gap,
yeah.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, here's what we found, and it started with just my work with companies. For a long time, strategy was really the focus of organizations, where they, took a lot of time to think through, the best approach to their business and trying to put together a compelling and exciting vision and strategy for the company. And one of the things we found was that despite the fact that a lot of really smart people were putting together some very exciting and realistic strategies, they still really weren't able to deliver the promise of those strategies. So when we took a closer look, what we realized was many of these firms that spent so much time on strategic planning processes and fine-tuning the strategy and helping people be better strategic thinkers, what they were missing was this whole notion of being able to execute, being able to get things done.
Are you saying that they were doing a lot of planning, and they were developing goals and everything, and strategies maybe even.
Yeah.
But they weren't necessarily they didn't know how to do what they were planning. Is that what you're saying?
They just weren't able to execute.
In other words, they knew what they wanted. The leaders knew what they wanted.
Right.
The leaders knew that they were correct. They needed to do these things, but they couldn't convert those words and ideas into performance within the organization.
That's exactly right. It wasn't from a lack of clarity on what they wanted to
right.
do. And it wasn't even from a lack of clarity of understanding the nature of their business, but they just really weren't able to close that gap between formulation of the idea and the achievement of the result.
All the way out to the far reaches of the org chart.
Yeah.
And now let me see if I can say it this way: you got a great engine, you got a world class transmission, you got outstanding tires on the ground, but the interfaces between those three. We're not conveying the power to the vehicle.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to put it. Let me tell you a little bit about what we found in the research, and that's what the book is based on, is that the conventional wisdom for most business owners is, you need to have five things in place. It's really what we tell leaders all the time. You need an exciting vision, a realistic strategy. You need high-quality products and services. You need employees that are both fully engaged and skilled at what they do and focus on the customer. And if you do those things, you'll win. Things will be good. Just get those things in place and the rest will take care of itself. But it turns out that that's not actually true, because even organizations that are not high performing or even are lower on the performance scale have those things in place. What we found is that there are the companies that are most effective at executing and getting things done have what we call these five bridges in place. There are five things that differentiate the companies that are most effective at getting things done.
Which would be essentially those interfaces that make sure that the transmission and the engine are converting efficient power.
Exactly right. And the five bridges that we found were the ability to manage change, because most implementations of strategy imply some kind of a change to the organization. The second one was this notion of ensuring that the structure is aligned with strategy. A lot of organizations implement strategy but don't take a look to see if their structural elements are supportive of it. And what that really means is making sure that accountabilities are in place, that people that you're holding people accountable and people are clear about what they're accountable for.
Rick, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Folks, I hope you're writing this down. He's given us two. We'll review those in a minute, and then we'll get the other three out. This is all part of a body of work that Rick's been working on. Very valuable stuff. Pay attention. It's going to be on the test. 20 till. Stay with us. Now can you tell me? Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Crazy mad Englishman. Rocking and rolling there, helping us get our juices going here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. On any topic under the small business sun, we got something that'll help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Rick Lepsinger is our guest, folks. Richard is the name on the book, Flexible Leadership, which he co-authored with Gary Uecker. And Rick, we're talking about some of the things you're working on with your new book, which is all about execution.
That's right.
And you know, Rick, I want to get you to review those two points you made earlier and the other three in a second. But I have spent some time in the C-suites with the top executives of companies, talking to them about how to get an idea all the way down to, you know, the far points of the org chart. And the most frustrated I've ever seen a CEO is when they talk about those things.
Right.
When they talk about, you know, they wake up one morning and they say, this is the key to our long-term success, this one idea. And then they realize that they've got 5,000 or 50,000 or 100,000, whatever, people that's got to get out to. And then the bloom comes off that rose real quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that also speaks to two of the other bridges that
right.
differentiate the best companies, because I think you put your finger on it. That particular element is, you know, getting the message down through the organization, but not just the message so people understand.
Not just an order that people have to follow.
Right, but getting it so their behavior is actually in line with and supportive of.
The key is to try to figure out how to make them true believers.
And again, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond the I believe this is possible and I'm on board with the strategy, but it's enabling people to actually be able to do the work necessary. So, for instance, this idea of increasing coordination and collaboration across lines of business or across department lines becomes a critical component,
which is one
of the key differentiators of the companies that are most effective at executing.
Right.
They are really able to ensure that cross-department interactions are effective and coordinated and directed toward the achievement of the strategy.
Repeat those first two you gave us in the previous segment quickly.
The first two were the ability to manage change effectively.
Right.
And that's an interesting one because, you know, a lot of work has been put into helping leaders manage change. And really what it comes down to is a lot of key common sense aspects about, stretching your resources too thin, not putting too many changes in place simultaneously.
And it's really more than just managing change, isn't it, Rick? Isn't it leading change?
Yeah, and I truthfully, I would sort of put those two things together.
Yeah.
The leading change usually implies something about envisioning where the organization needs to
right.
be.
Right.
The managing change is usually the idea of getting there. But those two things really come close together.
And number two?
The number two is that structure and support of execution, which is really about accountability. The third one is...
Is it also about physical plant technology, things like that? I mean, the tools to help people get the information they need?
Yeah, ensuring
people... Could that be part of that?
No, I think so. Ensuring people have both the resources they need and that the information that people need to get their work done
mm-hmm.
is a critical component as well.
Right.
And a lot of that has to do with not just the technology side of it, but making sure the right people are talking to each other
right.
about the right thing at the right time.
So, folks, it's not just... It's a vision, but it's also the tools that you got to have. All right, number three.
Number three is that involving people in decision-making, and I think that's the key piece about getting decisions as close to the action as possible and making sure that the people with the expertise and the knowledge of the situation are involved in some way in decisions that may affect them or may affect the customer overall.
Is this the most important element of your five for getting people to become true believers? If it's 'cause they're starting to believe in themselves now?
Yeah, I think the component of getting people to be truly engaged and to be true believers is making them part of the process and the involvement piece. It increases ownership, but it also increases the quality of the decisions that are being made, and I think those are two important components.
Folks, if you're feeling frustration in getting your ideas converted into action, into performance, you know, you might think about some of the things that Rick's talking about here, and you know, you can boil it down to the micro level. If you have a tiny company, a small business like I do, some of these things, you don't have to get real fancy with it, right, Rick? These are, you know, sometimes we talk about these, we use these terms, this, some of the jargon, but folks, this is as simple. This is just as simple as you can make, as you want to make it.
Yeah, I think these work, and they're relevant for whether it's a small business, even a very small business, you know, 5-10 people, or a large organization. The same success factors are still relevant for being able to realize the promise of your vision or your strategy.
And performance frustration is the same for a CEO of 5 people as it is for a CEO of 500,000
yeah, right.
people.
No, absolutely.
Rick, what's your website, please?
It's www.onpointconsultingllc.com.
Check it out, folks. The books, you can find more about the books there, as well as they're online. The last one is Flexible Leadership. He's got a new one coming out. We're talking about it now. Tin Till, stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That little Chicago bringing us back. Rick Lepsinger is our guest, folks. Richard Lepsinger, the co-author, along with Gary Uecker, of the book Flexible Leadership. The new book is coming out in June, and you're going to launch that book on our show, aren't you, Rick?
I hope to, yeah. I hope to
well,
do that.
Well, let's don't hope. Let's do it.
Okay, yes, we're on.
Let's make a date, and just get us a copy, and we'll put you in the queue and get you lined up.
That'll be great.
And it's all about execution, right?
Right, it's closing the execution gap.
That's what we're talking about, folks, this execution gap. Now, if you have frustration in converting your ideas to performance, then you've got an execution gap. And what Rick's talking about is how to close that with these five key points he's been talking about. Let's talk about four and five, Rick.
Yeah. Well, the last two, I think we've kind of been brushing against them. One of them is that coordinating, ensuring coordination and collaboration across department lines and lines of business, which I think is a critical component, really getting people to work well together. And that, you know, that can be a challenge in any size organization because people have different priorities, they have different goals, different objectives, and getting them to truly work together, both in terms of sharing information, collaborating, can be a particular challenge. And the organizations that do that most effectively tend to be more successful and are better able to achieve the promise of the vision.
Now, one thing, folks, I want to point out here is Rick's, as we move on to number five, I don't think people need to worry about the order of these, or do you? I mean, the order is not important. How you morph these ideas into your own, requirements for you within your organization. None of that. This is what we're talking about, folks, are big ideas here for you to take and create them into little execution projects. What do you think, Rick?
Yeah, no, right. The order is actually not important at all. But the thing we did find that was pretty interesting was that these things are not necessarily permanent bridges. Once you actually do the work to put them in place, they really require continual attention and constant
maintenance.
They do, because they can disappear pretty quickly. You know, if you take a look at even a company like Toyota, which is one of the more glaring examples, which was a great example of a company that could execute beautifully, but they lost focus on some of these key factors.
You got to keep greasing the wheels.
Absolutely.
Because the metal will wear itself out. Give us number five.
The last one is this notion of making sure that the behaviors of the leaders of the organization are consistent with the organization's objectives and the organization's values.
Wait a minute. You mean I've got to walk the talk as a leader?
You've got to kind of do what you say. But it's even more than just that. It's also really being in touch with what it really takes to be effective and to succeed. So, for instance, on the negative side, if you took a look at all the heads of the car companies that flew down in private jets to Washington
to
ask for money, they were totally out of touch with their behavior related to the problems of the company.
Right.
On the positive side, you take a look at a company like Costco, where the CEO of Costco not only walks the talk in terms of attention to detail and really understands the nitty-gritty of the business, but he has a very austere kind of business lifestyle, an office without a lot of accoutrements, very plain and simple. So he really lives the values and communicates that to people, not just verbally, but in his day-to-day actions.
It's amazing how that kind of behavior ripples through an organization, regardless of which way you go. If you go, the austere way or the non-austere way, either one of those ways ripples through the organization as what the real values are of that leader.
Right, exactly, and what the real objectives are. If you're on a cost containment strategy and you're having private drivers and private jets, that sends it's a very mixed message.
How much was that table in Richard Thain's office? What was it, $20,000?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What message does that send?
Exactly. I mean, that's another great example that related to execution. It's got to be consistent with what you're telling the troops you want them to do or where you want them to move.
Rick, you've done us a great service today. You've really helped us an awful lot, and we appreciate it very much.
Thanks very much, Jim.
We're looking forward to seeing the new book out. He's going to launch it on the show in June. Give us the website one more time, Rick.
It's www.onpointconsultingllc.com.
I know, I feel a lot smarter. Thanks, Rick, for being here. Good job today, as always.
I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen, some great information that he provided us today. And I know you're going to benefit from that. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.